the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Trump filled the nearly 20,000-seat arena Monday night, tossing out catchphrases to chants of USA, USA. Sounding much like candidate Trump, the president's speech wandered through familiar territory, only briefly touching on this Thursday's House vote on the GOP health care bill. Trump had this to say to Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, a staunch critic of the measure.
And I look forward to working with him so we can get this bill passed in some form, so that we can pass massive tax reform, which we can't do until this happens.
Outside, a carnival-like atmosphere prevailed with music, T-shirt giveaways, and a large Trump float. Brian Ader is a businessman from southern Indiana. Monday marked his 8th Trump rally.
It's just a good feeling in the vibe, and just to see what the movement he has created for the country, you know, because he's come across as a person for the people.
Meanwhile, protesters camped out along the fence at the main entrance, garnering horn honks from backers and opponents alike. Chris Rousey was with a coalition of Louisville activist groups ranging from Planned Parenthood to Black Lives Matter.
We feel like this administration is trying to drown out the voices of the majority of Americans. They don't want to hear from us, even though this president was not elected with the majority of Americans in the country.
The event is the second high-profile Trump administration visit to Kentucky in as many weeks. Vice President Mike Pence stumped for the Republican health care bill in Louisville earlier this month. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.